I think ideally for me, my art, what I do in art and what I do in architecture can just keep continually influencing each other. At this point in my sort of stage of wherever I'm at with my profession and my art, I think architecture is influencing art a lot more than art's influencing architecture for me. And I'm hoping that that kind of comes full circle. But right now, I think the main ways that it influences my art would be some process things. A lot of the digital technology that I use in architecture finds its way into inspiration for art pieces. I'll do a lot of photography and then play with those images and things like Photoshop or modeling programs, and then create sort of an image from the computer, and then actually take that and use that as a starting point for a work. Sometimes I'll stick to what it is pretty closely, and it'll almost be like photorealism of a computer collage. And then other times I'll just take it as a starting point and then kind of let the artwork go where it wants to go. So process is a big thing. I think also just ideas. There's certain ideas that come up in architecture that I start exploring and they find their way into art. And then probably one more thing would be I tend to try to do competitions and work with other architects to do sort of more theoretical architectural projects and proposals. And so for a competition, you might do something that's really, it doesn't have to have all of the constraints that you typically do in a normal building. And so a lot of times those sorts of competitions will be the seed of something that I do artistically. A good example of that is that I participated in a competition to make a video about skyways last year. There was a skyway competition for a video. We approached it in a way where we were really doing 2D things and then putting it together almost like an animation. And that actually kind of found its way into the way I'm thinking about a lot of the work that I'm doing that's sort of purely artistic.
And it's good that you bring up the skyways because you mentioned that a lot of what you've been working on artistically relates to the Minneapolis urban design, and I see that here. Can you tell me some more about what we're looking at here?
Sure. Basically, my process for this particular series is I will go to a location that I'm pretty familiar with. So I lived, by the University of Minnesota, kind of on Washington Avenue. I live very close to the new Gopher football stadium. And so I would run. I did a lot of running and biking and things, and sort of constantly be going by certain areas. One of those was the riverfront, where you have a lot of bridges, these old milling buildings, flour mills, and then sort of areas where they're trying to reestablish, kind of a new hip environment. Where the Guthrie is, those types of areas. And so what I would do is an area like that, I would go kind of in a central location, maybe go up on a bridge or something, and take photos, probably 360 degrees, but whatever, just focus in on things that I found to be interesting in terms of kind of the texture of the city, the surfaces, the kind of patterns that were created that aren't necessarily things people look at all the time or that you pay attention to, but I tried to focus on that. I would take a series of pictures from one spot. I would go back and play with those pictures and try and collage them and overlay them in a way on my computer that brought out those textures. So things that kind of made the forms and the shapes of things recede to the background and bring out the textures. And for me, that area along the river is really interesting because it has a lot of history, but there's a lot of modern new things sort of applied onto that. And I think it's really this, you know, interesting tapestry of pattern. And so once I got one of those, then I would take it to the sketchbook and work out a drawing. So in this case, this picture, for instance, is what I did for my presentation of these when I exhibited them. I had prints that were directly from the computer. I had images that were the actual picture, and then I had the final drawing. So in this case, this print is one of the prints that sort of influenced what happened with this drawing.
So the result ends up being strikingly geometrical. Is that something that you think about, is the boxes and how they relate to each other and all the different, you know, rectangular shapes and how they play off one another? Is that something that kind of is in your head as you design the work?
Yeah, I think part of the reason I was attracted to doing a series about the city was that the more I was there, the more it sort of, the aesthetic of it grew on me. And I think the aesthetic of the city is really a geometric one. And I just wanted to kind of dig into that more. You know, I mean, I think if I did a series of landscapes, for instance, I don't think they would have the same geometric quality as these, just based on the subject matter. But I do think they might be more structured than what you'd expect. I think there's a certain degree of kind of highly structured spaces and shapes in a lot of these drawings. And I think compared to an architectural drawing, they're pretty loose. But I do think that this sort of rigidity of architectural drawing is influencing them in their geometry.
Mm-hmm. Now, this piece you have over here that I believe you exhibited at the State Fair,
mm-hmm.
this one, markedly more organic, a lot more rounded shapes, but it shares with this work a real strong sense of texture and gradients of black and white. Maybe you can tell me more about the relationship between this work and that one.
Sure. Yeah, and that's a good point. I actually kind of debated about whether this work should be in the series or not. It was kind of part of a different process. It was the first one that I did that had that kind of urban texture idea in it. And the main difference is that one is sort of made up out of nowhere. I just made marks on a page and came up with the imagery myself. It was sort of more of a organic evolution of the image. I didn't start by looking at something else and then branching out from that. So in that case, this was sort of the first drawing I did that felt pretty good, that I thought, well, I'm going to, you know, keep pursuing this kind of large-scale graphite drawing of these city images. The only difference is, for me, that drawing, I really liked the organic quality of it, but it did have, I wanted to be anchored to something a little bit more, have a little bit more kind of, I guess, anchor in reality. And so that's why I kind of switched to starting from these collages that I did on the computer. That first painting was maybe more imaginative in some ways and more free, but I do like where the series has kind of gone since then.
What have you discovered about the relationship between fine art and architecture, design, whether it's, you know, the relationship between the skill sets or even amongst the people that are engaged in those different things? What is that like?
Well, I just watched an interview. My friend sent me a link to a Charlie Rose interview with Richard Serra, who is a sculptor. He does, you know, really large scale steel sculptures. At this point in time, there's probably a Richard Serra sculpture at most museums. So I would say he's one of the most famous sculptors of, you know, the last 20 years. And I guess I was kind of shocked by how negative he was toward architects. I don't know if he must have had some kind of run-in with various people, but Frank Gehry specifically, he was sort of bad-mouthing as, you know, not really doing anything in the artistic realm. And I guess I disagree with that. I think there's a lot more constraints in architecture. Part of the reason I pursued architecture is because I feel like my personal strengths are coming up with ideas, thinking about things, sort of brainstorming and just having all these possibilities and being excited about all these possibilities. And that can be kind of overwhelming when you actually have to choose one and figure out which one is, you know, a good choice, what's your best option, and to kind of stick with it and pursue it to a certain degree. And with architecture, you have enough constraints that you're kind of helped along that path. But I think the negative of that is that architects do spend a lot more time engaged with the little things that artists don't have to deal with, like figuring out where the toilets are going to go in the bathroom and, you know, making sure there's enough, the duct work is large enough so that you can get the right amount of fresh air into the building. And I think one of the huge constraints for architects is they create something based on what somebody else wants versus, so the architect is constantly struggling with, this person kind of gives me an idea what they would like, and I create something that hopefully I like as well. And then we come back together and they say, no, you know, I don't want this, or I do want this, change it this way. And so you're always kind of at the whim of the client. Whereas an artist, you are what matters. You know, it's very self-guided and you can do anything your heart desires. You put it out there and hopefully somebody likes it and they, you know, maybe they want to buy it or look at it, whatever that may be. But, you know, it's just a very different approach to what you decide to do. And, you know, architecture has some pretty major practical issues that matter, like, you know, fire codes and things like that. You want people to be safe, you know, you want people to be comfortable. And with art, you can probably push boundaries more than you can with architecture because, you know, you can do any crazy thing.
Yeah,
can,
no compromise, right?
Correct.
But I think at the same time, you know, a good architect has the opportunity to not only have enough toilets in a building, but also by the way they design spaces, they can really inspire people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, you know, even though your time in sort of the artistic world may be limited when you're an architect because it's balanced or juggled with many other considerations, you still have that time. And it can still be worthwhile, and you can still, you know, have a strong impact on the way people perceive themselves, perceive their context, you know, their home, where they live. And you can have the same sort of moment as a human being going into a building that you have in front of an artwork where you're really inspired or struck by it or influenced in some way. And I don't want to take anything away from Richard Serra. You know, I think he's a great artist. But it did reaffirm my belief that artists are at least as egotistical as architects, if not more.
I will believe that.
The goal of the group is sort of just to push design, architectural design, and even, you know, branch into art, and sort of explore some of the issues that you don't get to explore as an architect. And the idea for the exhibit is to take some of the images from various competitions we've done, and find ways to sort of, you know, expose the public to them and kind of raise awareness about the different parts of architecture, the different, how you design things, how you think through ideas. And, you know, a lot of the work that we do for these competitions ends up being aesthetic in its own right. It might be at a really early stage, and then it's sort of an inspirational piece that leads to an actual built, designed object. But I think they serve as sort of really interesting artifacts from the process. And so the project we're working on right now actually is, there's this art shanty competition, sort of, I don't know, I guess if I would call it a competition. You don't win prizes, but a certain amount of people get stipends to build ice houses out on Medicine Lake, I believe. And so we're sort of, you know, right now in the process of coming up with proposals for that. And we're trying to make an ice house art shanty that combines art and architecture. We're trying to create something where people will come to this walk through this shanty, and the shanty will really be an armature or something that facilitates creating art. So the idea would be to have people come and participate in some sort of art piece that gets created as a result of having the shanty there and having certain things available in it to create art or et cetera. And right now we're trying to play with ideas of just simply manipulating light. Because for me and some of the other people in our group, you know, the really essential things when you're out on a frozen lake are the sun, the sort of starkness of the snow, and warmth, or how freezing cold you are. And so we're really trying to play with how light can come into this structure that we're creating, and then how it possibly can be something that people can manipulate and create. You know, we're thinking about taking images of literally people drawing with light. So that's sort of, I think, a good example of merging these two disciplines to try and come up with this hybrid solution. You know, we'll have things like that, and like the video tech competition where we created the Skyway video, that sort of stuff will probably find its way into the exhibition. But it should be really exciting. We have not exhibited as a group, so we're enjoying the process of thinking through what makes sense and how we can approach it.